interesting.
He realised that the keys were incriminating and got rid of them.
Possibly, or perhaps,
yeah. Mr. Holmes?
The points.
What about them?
And a curve, too. Yes, points and a curve. Yes, this case grows an interest. It's unique. Perfectly unique. Yet why not? Why not?
Someone's coming.
Not before time. What's the matter with us?
Yes, gentlemen?
We wish to see Sir James Walter. My card.
Sir James, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Holmes. Sir James died this morning.
Monday night, 2 taps. Payment in hard cash when goods delivered. All caution necessary if danger to be avoided. Peel.
He died of a broken heart, gentlemen.
Indeed.
The appalling scandal. My brother was a man of very sensitive honor, and this business dealt him a crushing blow.
We hoped that he might have helped us clear the matter up.
No, I assure you, it was as much a mystery to him as it is to you, to all of us.
I wonder if his death was natural.
I suppose the dishonor could have been too much.
All the guilt.
It's hard to believe.
We shouldn't form conclusions before we have all the facts. That's what Scotland Yard is for. What's her name again?
Westbury.
Miss Violet Westbury.
I can't explain it, gentlemen. I haven't shut an eye since the tragedy, just thinking what it can mean. Arthur was the most patriotic man on earth.
Can you think of any reason why he should have stolen the papers, Miss Westbury?
Sir, my fiancé did not steal those plans.
But the facts?
Yes. I admit I can't explain them.
Was he in need of money?
No. His salary was ample.
Were there any signs of mental excitement? Now come, Miss Westbury, be absolutely frank with us.
He had been worried about something.
To do with his work?
Yes. I don't understand. Tell me, Arthur, please.
Well, look, you know how valuable some of the drawings in that office are, don't you?
Yes, of course.
There are people, foreigners, who'd pay a good deal of money just to get a look at them.
Oh, yes, I suppose there are.
They're so slack about security. It would be so easy, Violet, ridiculously easy.
He said that?
Yes, he did. But only because he couldn't decide what to do about it. Gentlemen, Arthur would have cut off his right hand before he sold a state secret. Anyone who knew him will tell you it's absurd, preposterous. Oh, forgive me. I'm not myself.
I realize that this is painful for you, Miss Westbury.
It is, sir.
But even things that seem to tell against him could lead us somewhere useful.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Now, what else happened on that evening?
Well, we were going to the theater, as I said. The weather was awful. Arthur, it's getting thicker.
Yes.
I don't think I know where we are.
Not far now.
But where are we?
Thomas Street. That's my office on the corner.
Arthur? What's the matter? Arthur! Arthur! I waited and waited. But he never came back.
How did you get home?
I walked. The fog was so thick. I was frightened.
You're sure he said nothing more specific before he left you?
Absolutely sure. And the next day, about 12 o'clock, they came with the news. Oh, Mr. Holmes, if you could only save his honor, it meant so much to him.
Come, Watson. Our ways lie elsewhere.
It's bad, Mr. Holmes. Very bad. The chief dead, Cadogan West dead, the papers stolen,